Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School. Mike Schaefer here sitting in for DP, who is in New York having the time of his life, as he does every Christmas, basically. Jay Foreman sitting to my left here. We talked with Brian Christopherson a little bit. We got into some Nebraska stuff. It's a slow time right now. Everybody wants to know who the quarterback is. I want to know what the hell they're going to do at nose tackle. That remains like, and I'm a broken record with right. This. We've talked about it both on air, off air. I really thought that Damian Daniels helped Nebraska's kind of ascension the last couple years. I felt like he sort of guys could flood off of him a little bit. And I think that's going to be kind of tough to replace in a one-to-one fashion. And I don't know that you're going to be able to go into the transfer portal and get some wide-bodied individual, plug him in and have him help you out right away. So it kind of comes down to what have you kind of seen from Nash Huttmacher and Jordan Riley? And is there anybody else that we're not talking about that could be in that picture as well in the middle of the defense?
Yeah, well, here's what people don't understand when you're replacing a 2-3 year starter and a guy that played pretty well.
Yeah, well, and you got to give Damian some credit because his conditioning was bad.
Yeah,
and it got better. And then he was playing 60 to 70% of the snaps.
Right, and so.
So there's not a lot of opportunity for Nash or someone to get snaps.
Sure, that's what I'm saying.
It's
not only the game snaps. It's the practice snaps. It's how he plays. So, you know, for instance, when I played behind Ted Washington and Pat Williams, I knew exactly how they played. But then it took me a little while when I went and played in Houston behind Seth Payne.
Mm-hmm.
Both those three are phenomenal to play. Everybody plays it different. So, now when you were in the middle, every good defense, if you think of like, I always go back to the Pittsburgh Steelers when they were really good. You had Casey Hampton, you had Ferrier, Troy Polamalu, you know, Ryan Clark, and all those. You're strong up the middle. Same thing when Nebraska was playing well on defense. It starts with Damian Daniels, so that's hard to replace. You're not going to just do it one for one.
Right.
Because if it was one for one, we would be talking about who we're playing in the bowl game. you know what I mean? Because if you could replace those guys – at all these different positions, that's why it makes it, you know, a big hole. So I'm sure it's going to be a combination of guys. But look, man, Damian had to start somewhere because when he first – see, here's the thing also what people look at. They look at the end product.
They don't think about the beginning.
Right? No. And there was questions about him in
beginning. Oh, yeah.
Conditioning-wise.
I remember what Mike Dawson said about him right away.
And playing. So there's everybody else that can do it. And it was good for Nash to get some reps this year. And he played, you know, one thing I was – happy and proud of him is that he went in there at Wisconsin against Wisconsin on, you know, surprise. You're playing not only a couple snaps, you're playing the whole second half and more than held his own. And then you got Jordan Riley, who's obviously has more experience and, you know, showed some flashes towards the end of the year. So I'm sure it's going to be a combination of things. You know, I look at it, not only do those guys need to play, you know, step up to the plate, but then everybody else needs to get better. You know what I mean? The great thing about this year, and this isn't just to kind of gloss over your question, is like the defense played good, right? And played pretty consistent. I think for 10 weeks they played more than winning football. The last 2 weeks wasn't the standard of what they did 10 weeks prior, in my opinion. Now, granted, my I guess, you know, benchmark is a lot higher because I'm a defensive player and I believe in those guys. So, but when you think about that, as good as they played at times this year, there's a ton of teaching tape and everybody has to get better. Nobody should be showing up in January or whenever they start up again and start kind of thinking about, you know, 2022 thinking, man, you know, I played so great. You know what I mean? And so, in that case, to answer your question, it should be Casey steps up, Ty steps up, Jordan steps up, Nash steps up, the outside linebackers step up, inside linebackers step up as well. And then so you can kind of make up that difference of not only him, but the safeties too. Dishnuk and Deontay as well, by playing better and more consistent up front and getting better. Not just playing as good as you played last year, play better. And it might be something that you're better at reading the plays, that you're better at, play diagnosis. Definitely we need to get better at, covering a tight end across the middle. You know, there's things that, you need to get better from. Everybody talks about the quarterback lack of experience. Well, the experience that these guys got this year, which is great because you had a mix of older guys and younger guys, that the mistakes that they were making weren't as magnified because you had more veteran guys out there and they actually played good team defense versus quarterback. Everything is – it's all, either you're doing great or you're doing crappy. So the experience is a little bit more magnified. But there's tons of teaching tape and tons of guys. There's plenty of opportunity. The young freshman from Michigan last year.
Roquan Buckley.
Roquan.
Jalen Weaver from California.
More Roquan Buckley is – showed flashes, and he's very young, doesn't know what he's doing, but he seems like he's always around,
moving,
making plays.
People, yeah.
So those are good things, and that's a credit to not only how Nebraska's recruited, but then also for Tuioti as far as, getting those guys to, transition from high school to, obviously college, Power Five at that. So the cupboard's not depleted. It's a good situation for whoever coaches that defensive line to have – Casey and Ty in there.
Yeah. I just went from Damian Daniels, who I view as a pretty sizable loss. The second aspect that I also think is sizable, and we'll get to JoJo Doman and all of that, the communication and the veteran play of those two safeties.
Right.
That's going to be really hard to replace. Not just you don't have Cam Taylor Britt, you don't have Deontay Williams, you don't have Markell Dismuke from a games played standpoint. The communication of what they kind of are in charge of and getting everything else done, replacing that's going to be really tough for Travis Fisher this spring, getting guys ready for the fall.
Right. It's a safety net that where there's probably not too many calls that they had that would come in that they didn't know, and there's not too many, trick plays or iffy situations or formations that they hadn't seen. So it gives you a lot of ease – as a coordinator and as if I'm a linebacker, that knowing that, having Mike Minner and those guys behind me, I know those guys will clean up, right? So yeah, it's a lot to, replace. It's familiarity. Every time they ran out there, you know that what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? The game reps, the practice reps. And I'm going to tell you what about those two. For being super seniors, they came to work every single day. They were there for the right reasons. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They cared about football. The teammates, offense and defense, and the coaches respected the heck out of both of them. So that goes a long way. So, when they talked, they're getting guys' attention. So it's a hard thing to do. But, hey, look, at some point in time, guys got to step up. And everybody has to play better in order for the defense to keep ascending in the right direction. Nobody has room or time for excuses to be like, oh, well, you lost JoJo Doman, Markell, Cam Taylor Britt, Deontay Williams, and Damian Daniels. So, you know what? Send out a memo or email to the rest of the Big Ten West and say, can you feel sorry for us for a year? please. Just take it a little bit easier on it.
Yeah.
Actually, you'd probably be – they would probably say, okay, well, we're going to have you play Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State 4 years in a row just to shove it down your throat. So if I'm a player, right, if I'm an incoming high school freshman – or if I'm even a guy that's in high school now, right? Or I'm on the roster, I'm not worried about what they did. I'm thinking, this is my time. And
I gotta go up.
There's guys that it happens on there. There's guys that have seen things on tape that they think, I can go out there and do that. Well, ain't no time like the present, So it's a lot of opportunity, and you should be excited. You should be welcoming it, and it's nobody has any chance. You could kind of have the excuses. So say me and you were in a DB room, right? those guys are veterans. You know, this is the thing I always say about Adrian, right? If you're worried about the transfer portal, Justin Fields would have to come here and try to, like, doesn't matter who the offense, yeah. And this is my opinion, right? And this is how I would be thinking of it. Hurt shoulder and all, I've been here. I'm a pretty good quarterback,
they
right?
They know what they have, yeah.
Right? And unless Justin Fields comes in here, it doesn't matter if the guy from USC comes.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So now if me and you are in the DB room, and the same thing is with those guys, with Markell and Deontay roll out there, they're a known product. They're trusted. They made plays. Deontay was having a phenomenal season, right? Four mm-hmm. picks and, you know, was playing really good in the run and played the pass pretty well, right? So, you know, we could be sitting in the DB room like, damn, you know, we could be, you know, in the dorm or whatever thinking like, man, we could do that. We ain't never really getting a fair chance. Well, hey, right now, as soon as that last game against Iowa was over.
Doors wide open.
Doors wide open. And there is no known product.
Right.
And even if they bring in a JUCO guy.
Doesn't matter.
And we're actually in a better place than them because we've been here before.
Right.
We know the weight training, like, regimen. We know the meetings. We know all the – we're the first one, if they say, against this formation, what's the check? Me and you should know that. Now, if we don't, that's our problem because that means we were probably sleeping in meetings or not paying attention or just being okay with being okay. And that's the biggest thing. Don't be just okay with being okay and being comfortable being on the team and wearing the sweatsuits and social media and getting all the free food and all that. Even if you're not starting, you should have been preparing like you were a starter because there was times that, you know, like we just talked about Nash, right? Now, okay, Nash was at Wisconsin. That was towards the end of the season, right?
Right.
Now, you should – there is no time off. Right. You're 3-9. There is no time off. What are you resting your body? I get it. You're resting your body. But let's be honest. If we were playing in a bowl game, what would you be doing?
Getting
ready. So right. You need to finish every season, and you need to get ahead of the game because you never know a kid from JUCO, a kid from high school is going to come in, and he's coming in hungry. You know, I know the dude from New Jersey – Jadon, I think it's
Jaden Gold.
Jaden. I'll be destroying these guys' names. That's why I don't do none of it. Let me tell you something. You talking about a dude that's trying to smash some folks?
Yeah.
And talking about closing in on – you talking about – when I look at safeties and DBs, I look for two things. What you're like on contact. Well, I look for a few. Play entry, right? Footwork. All three of those things for him.
Jump off the screen.
And he's big. Right, so you don't say, "Hey, oh, he needs to get 15 pounds." He's already big enough. And now, granted, it's just his huddle tape, right? So I don't even watch anything. I just flip on it, and I can usually tell within the first like 6, 7, 10 plays. But you can tell he loves to play football. So when you see somebody that loves to play football, and I'm competing against him,
right?
You might be in trouble.
You got to be able to match there.
Because he's going to be in a room like this.
Yeah.
Love watching it. That means on Monday night, he's watching that game. He's envisioning himself doing these plays. So you talk about mental reps, that means he's getting ahead of you in some form or fashion. And he's coming in hungry. He's going to be laser-like focused.
Yep.
And also, he's coming from a good program that's already kind of got him prepared for college life, right? Played in a competitive league, competitive high school, tough-minded coach. So he's not going to come here and nothing's going to be such a shock to him from a work standpoint.
Yeah.
So this is the funny thing now to recruiting, whereas, like, sometimes I think people get ranked based on where they reside, right? Whereas it should be, you need to put more emphasis on how they're coached, right? Because that's going to lead to the transition quicker.
And
because,
how quickly they can
right.
play.
Because if you're – say, like, you're from Atlanta, right? And – you've always kind of been coddled, but you're a great athlete, and you've never been challenged or never been in true competition, and you kind of played varsity as a freshman. Maybe you didn't start, but you started as a sophomore, junior, senior. So you've never been in competition.
Yeah.
Versus coming from New Jersey and was it Bergen, where that dude had to be through the grind. You know, you got off season, so when he got there, he's ready to go. Now those two match up, right? Who has a little bit more juice in the tank? Because he's welcome to competition. And that's where the difference, I think, goes. And you can't do that with everybody because it would, you know, I mean, they would, you know, it would be a lot of resources. But that's where you see the biggest difference versus where you reside or where you come from. Because mm-hmm. It makes the kid. You know what I mean? And you see some kids that just don't like the – some kids don't like to be coached. Some kids don't like competition. Some people like bring it on.
Some have never competed. Some have never lost.
Right.
And when that, they lose, they don't know how to respond to
right.
it.
Right. Then it's always like, well, then I'll just go in the transfer portal. And then you go somewhere else and you lose. There's only so many times you can blame the coaches.
Right.
If you're busting cover three or if you're not doing stuff, there's only so many coaches you can blame. Because football ain't changing. You know what I'm saying? Cover
it's the
three
same
is
where you are as to where, you know, you think you might go.
Yeah, I mean, it's – and I get it. Look, Justin Fields sitting behind Fromm, I get it. And playing one play against Alabama, I understand it. The proof came in the pudding, right? That's quarterback. That's a one position. And it's – now you see that's – you can't always look at that, right? For that, for every Justin Fields, there's a Tate Martell. There's been – I think he might be on his fourth college, right?
Right. Right, yeah.
You know? And, he dipped in at wide receiver, played wide receiver a little bit.
Quarterback's really hard because sometimes it's just being with the right coach in the right situation.
Right.
You get guys that started a program. What is it? Who's the famous quarterback that started at Penn State, couldn't play under Joe Paterno, transferred, then became a fantastic NFL? I know there's this story is out there. I think Joe Flacco was one of the guys who went to
Penn.
But there's an NFL Hall of Famer, I think.
Yeah, Joe Flacco was at Penn State, went to Delaware.
Was Jim Kelly? Was he? No. Who am I thinking of? There's someone I'm thinking of. Whatever. Doesn't matter. I want to get in one more on the defense here. I am fascinated what Barrett Rood is going to do with 77 inside linebackers on the roster.
He's going to roll the ball out, let him go.
he's got Luke Reimer. You got Nick Henrich. Those are your two starters they return. Will Honus is trying to get another year of eligibility. I don't know if that – I can't remember if that's already been declared or not. Chris Kolarovich played in a backup role for you a lot last
year. That's four.
You've got Randolph Kapai, Wyndon Holhouli. Those are freshmen.
Yeah.
Mekhi Bayer, who was out all of last year, who you know – I don't know how Mekhi, from the recruit that I talked to, is the kind of kid that's sitting and watching film when he was out.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was like this year.
That's exactly
what he is. That guy's going to be coming hard this spring. You have Garrett Snodgrass. I think Etuvimalga Clements. I mean,
so that's nine,
You have nine guys.
Yeah. That's a coach's.
Seth Malcolm's 10.
That's coach's dream, isn't it?
And, it's not going to work for everybody.
No, well, in a 3-4, only two play.
Right.
Start. Four probably play in a game. You got a little bit of leeway because of you got a lot of young guys and they need to. You got two coming off injuries from Kapai.
Ernest Hausman's coming in early.
Ernest Hausman, so then that's 11.
I said 77. I'm only 66 off right now.
It seems like it. It might be 77 because all of them are on scholarship. So, I mean, it's a little bit of break difference because
Honus,
Kapai.
Different.
They're
you have Honus and Malga Clements would be seniors.
Right.
And then Kolarovich would be a senior.
Right.
And everything else
like
works
freshman.
Down from sophomore year on.
Right. So there's a little bit of break as far as, I guess, waiting your turn or whatever. But, it's a good problem to have. It definitely will push, Nick and Luke, which, those two, from the little I know of them, they're both competitors and they both want to get better. They both love football. They're both are workers, so I don't think that they'll ever show up and think like they've made it. They don't ever ask for a practice off. They don't try to, find a way to – they call it finesse the way to get their practice off. They're definitely out there. And so, look, everybody else is going to be pushing them to get, snaps, which is a series or two, and which it only can make the defense better. And in this day and age, when you're playing against teams trying to run 70, 80, 90 plays, you're going to need more than just your starters.
You were talking earlier in the first hour about you got to Buffalo and your agent made it apparent that 90% of the roster is already set, so you have to go, for the lack of a better term, bust your ass to make special teams to make the roster.
Make a name for you, yeah.
Isn't that what a lot of those inside linebackers are going to have to do?
Hey, look, man, if you want –
we were talking about special teams nonstop. Some of it is you need these guys who don't have defined roles to make special teams their life.
That's what you need. You need more like Taggy on our team or on the team. He loves special teams. That's what I'm saying. You can't be just okay with being comfortable. Everybody needs to have a role. You need to be playing and make – it's a football play.
Is it hard when you have that many guys on? It's different in the NFL. You're condensed down to as
53
guys. Kind of know what they are.
Yeah, you should.
Especially if you make an NFL roster, right. You know why you're there.
You know, you should.
But now, when you have 85 guys plus however many walk-ons in Nebraska, it's 120 guys rolling around at practice.
Some guys fight it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of guys, and this is just the way kids are. They fight it. They fight getting out of their own way, and this isn't necessarily having to have to do with Nebraska. This is just in kids in general, like fighting out and getting out of their own way, to understanding patience, earning what they need to, what they want. They'll tell you all the stuff. Like you do, like when you guys go see them Tuesdays and Wednesdays, they'll get up there and tell you all the stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And it'll sound good, but their words isn't.
What are they
up.
Doing Monday through?
It's Saturday. Not matching up with their actions, right? So. The few guys that ever asked me about special teams, one, I always told them, one thing I learned, Thurman Thomas told me this. Now, granted, Thurman maybe returned kicks at some point in time in his career, maybe, you know what I mean? He never had to cover kicks.
Yeah.
But he practiced them. He was on second team kickoff. He always told me this. You always, every game, make sure you play well on special teams, because if you have a bad game on defense, it's harder for them to cut you.
Yeah.
Because special teams are so important. And what he means is if you have the right mental makeup, you can come back from a bad individual game. But if you have a bad individual game and you're not worth anything on special teams, they're ready to get rid of you. Another thing I always say is, like, if I'm the coach and you come in to my office and saying that you want to play more, so potentially you're saying you want to start and play, let's just say, 50 plays, right? But you can't play 5 plays on special teams. I'll tell you to get out of my office. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I do, because I think a great example of that happened on Sunday. Rex Burkhead had a monster game.
Right.
What has Rex Burkhead done for 9 years in the NFL?
Everything.
Every single thing. Special teams unit he can play on, he's played
on. He's done it well, and he does everything that he can on offense as well.
I think he's such a perfect example of what guys need not like they don't need to be Rex Burkhead, but they need to have that mentality.
Right.
That guy's down in punts. That guy has been, on coverage units.
He does there's not a meeting that he's not involved in.
Yeah.
I guarantee
you. I think he's special for that reason.
If you needed Rex Burkhead to go in there as a wing protector on field goal, mm-hmm. he would do it.
Yeah.
If you need him to go on a field goal, he would know what to do. You got too many guys that hear special teams and they tune out.
Because it's not them.
Well, you should be, because you ain't playing.
Right, but the mentality is that's someone else's job.
Right.
I'm here to do this.
Nebraska needs to get these guys, to understand, stop. It's not Halloween. Stop dressing up like a football player just to be on the sidelines and get pictures taken. Get out there and get dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, they always show the play of Mike Rucker knocking the Kansas State guy's helmet off. Mike Rucker played 9 years in the league. I played 9.
Rex Burkhead's in his ninth year,
and he's going to probably play 12.
He's a 32-year-old running back at a position where they chew you up, spit you out, send you on your way.
But there's not a team. I guarantee if he becomes a free agent, he'll get a job.
Yeah.
And he'll make every team.
Yeah. His mentality has just impressed me from the day that I met him.
And he's in recent history, him and Amir are probably the two best running backs we've had in the last, 12 years?
Yeah.
I know, Roy Helu, those two. Fanfare, Rex.
Right. Well, in terms of popularity and everything.
Rex, for sure. But now, look, I mean, he's still rolling.
Yeah.
After an ACL.
And that's a mentality.
Right.
That's 100%.
So all these guys thinking about getting drafted from this team, you better get ready for it. I remember, Marlo Perry told me, and he was a veteran. He's like, you ready for the kickback unit? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you better learn how to kickback on punt team. Don't come in thinking that nobody from Nebraska that's getting drafted this year, potentially, or getting drafted, is coming in and the team is like, this is the missing piece for us to get to Super Bowl Sunday. You are you're a small piece to be running down on kickoffs on Sunday, and you better be hitting that line quick.
All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We'll have Alan Bell from Sportsline interview a little bit earlier today. We'll bring him in. We'll try to win you some money here with Monday Night Football, other things going on, get his thoughts on the NFL when we return with Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and TheTicketFM.com.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.